All right, Jeremy, didn't finish top five tonight, but you finished well enough. You could have not even started the race. You would have got Rookie of the Year. A little couple words maybe on your rookie season at Oswego and your title of Rookie of the Year for 2013.
We're happy to win it. We feel like it's been a successful season. We did most of the things we wanted to do. We just missed finishing top 10 in points, but to finish the season with quite a few top 10s, some top 5s, a win, and like you said, Rookie of the Year, we're pretty happy. We reached most of our goals.
If you didn't win Rookie of the Year, would you consider it a disappointing season?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that wasn't the main goal, but the main goal is to win a race and be consistent, and I think we were that, and we thought if we did those things, the Rookie of the Year would take care of itself.
Right. Who do you have to thank for your kind of rookie? You're not really a rookie driver. You've been driving dirt stuff forever. But who do you have to thank for your initial first season here at Oswego full-time?
I just want to thank my car owners, Terry and Tracy Salazzo. They gave me a great opportunity, and I appreciate the fact that they helped me live a lifelong dream of mine. And I want to thank my crew for all the help, and especially my wife for putting up with the racing life that we have to live. But just anybody who helps us out, all our sponsors, it all makes it possible.
New car that works for next year, either for a different car owner or for yourself?
We'll see what happens. We have a new car that with this team that I'd like to try, but we'll see if they'll have us back next year. And I think we did good enough to earn a second go around, but we'll see how things go, you know. You never know. That everything's day to day, just like life.